You are listening to the Gourmet Pens Club podcast. This is a collective of creators and callings that bring us together. Here are your hosts, Aziza and Candace.
Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of this extra glorious podcast. I am one of your hosts, Aziza, aka Gourmet Pens, and I think we should welcome my much better half, my co-host.
Hi, I'm Candace, Inks and Anchors on Instagram.
We're ready for the fun, so let's hang out. I am blown away because
we never get it right.
I was really excited. I was like, don't look at her. And then I kind of looked at you and I got really excited and then just blurted it out. And apparently that worked.
It worked.
Let's never try to reenact that.
That's right.
Hello, dear listeners. We are on location at the Chicago Pen Show from our hotel room, and we thought that we should thrill you with tales of the Chicago Pen Show days. So we are recording on Saturday night. So there's been two full days, and technically if you were a trader, there was also Thursday, but we are lazy and did not do that. But we have shopped maximally in the 2 days that we have had, and we have several hours tomorrow to do more damage. And I know I never want to do new acquisitions, but I think we should.
So, I bought a pen. I may have purchased three pens.
Okay, Candace, I know this is a hilarious story because I remember standing there looking at you and you saying, it's been like 20 minutes since the show has started, but that was pen number two. So please,
right.
Tell us everything.
The show hadn't even started. Technically, it was Thursday night.
Yeah.
And a fellow slacker was trying to sell some pens to fund a purchase, which I can surely appreciate.
Yeah.
And she presented us with a wonderful, I think it's called Blue Knight, Sailor Pro Gear Blue Knight. And just when you thought you didn't need another Pro Gear or Sailor.
Well, you don't need another Pro Gear
Sailor. I don't. But, you know.
You were doing a community service by supporting her.
Supporting a fellow pen addict, frankly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I could not resist. It's a turquoise pen with like, I guess a robin's egg kind of blue on the body.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's really quite stunning in person. I've seen pictures of this pen and it doesn't do it justice. In person, it's fantastic. And it's a medium nib. And I did post about it Thursday night because I was feeling a little guilty. And I posted it on Instagram.
I still don't know if it really counts as a pen shop purchase.
I think it does.
You were just on location.
I was on location and it was... She came for the purpose of selling pens at the pen.
But it just turns out that you both happen to be in the same place.
True. Okay.
Because what if you were at home and you said,
Not it not counting as a pen show purchase.
I mean, it's still three pens by the end of the weekend, but whatever.
Yeah.
tomato.
That's right. But then the pen show started.
Yes. Friday morning. Okay, first of all, we got up because we're very mature, responsible adults, and we went swimming.
I know. That was so good.
But somehow it feels like it justified buying things we didn't need, which is what we did right after.
Well, mostly justified the french fries.
Yes, the family-sized french fries that we ordered.
So after the swimming, we went downstairs and literally I stepped foot into the threshold of the pen show, turn left, first stop.
Yeah.
Show and design.
Which you should never do.
I should never do. I mean, friends, we don't buy the first thing we see because what if there are other things we want to spend our money on?
Candace, you just get those too.
And that's what we did, didn't we?
Which is what ended up happening, unfortunately.
I know. Oh, well.
But
it's okay. It's okay.
Tell us about exactly what you got because you got something very special.
I did. I got, and that's the reason why I completely justified it. It was Ian Schoen of Schoen Design has his Monarch nibs. We have spoken about the Monarch nibs in the past.
Yes.
They are completely made by him in titanium and it is in all one from one rod.
Yeah. And it's like one unit with the Ultim feed.
Right.
Like it's all built together.
And it just looks, it's sexy. It's a sexy knit.
It is very sexy.
And, but for the show, he had, I think maybe 6 or 8 nibs that are very special.
Mm-hmm.
He did a special process on them. And the one that I bought, I actually was alerted to it because you had it in your hands.
Okay. So here's what happened. These nibs, he posted on Instagram and said these will be available first come, first serve basis. And they are anodized, but they are all different, like drastically different. Completely, like some of them have like tiger stripe or one or two of them. Another one had like earth masses, shapes, and green, pink, blue, purple, and there was like a pink fade. And so we went to the table and I snatched up the first one I saw. Like, I literally just like went in there and grabbed it because I was like, okay, I need to see what this looks like. Then I held on to it for probably like.
And it was really stunning, right? Because it was, yeah. It now, was I have, thicker stripes and.
Yeah, like it's like the earth masses. Yeah. So it had the rim, like the outline, and then like the green and the blue and the pink. And you know what? I have two monarchs already and Candace has none. So you know what, guys? I was like, I'm going to do Candace a solid. I'm going to put
She's
this back.
Lying.
No, I'm totally lying.
She's lying.
I'm totally lying. I came to the show with the plan of buying no pens because I really love what I already have. And I brought my Monox with me.
Right. And so she was really tempted because she held on to that sucker for
I
a
did.
Long time.
And I kept saying to Ian, I'm holding this, just so you know, not stealing.
Yeah, no, I'm holding.
It's in my hands. And he was like, no worries, no worries. But his eyes were trained on me.
For good reason. No.
Yeah,
so
I'm very dodgy.
But then you were adult
yes.
enough to say, no, I am not buying a pen, this pen show.
Yes.
And so you put it back and I immediately snatched it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, basically. She was like, oh, thank goodness.
I know. I grabbed it. That's and okay. then I, with the help of a village, mm-hmm. we chose a matching body to mm-hmm. the nib. And so there were other bodies that I liked as well. But this one, which I love, it matched
yeah.
it perfectly.
Yeah.
And I was happy to see it. So he has some new ombre finishes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's calling it ombre, but we are. And so therefore he must.
He just used to go with the flow.
Yeah. So we actually named it. So it was Not Samar on Instagram and I came up with the name.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a joint effort. He did the nib, I did the body, but
mm-hmm.
it was
mm-hmm.
The colors of my pen are pink, orange, and yellow. And it has an ombre effect.
Like
on
a
the
gradual
body.
Fade.
That's right.
Right.
Gradual
yeah.
fade
yeah.
in the body and the section, which is a new thing,
that's
right?
That's unreal. Yeah.
And it's in the Liza Frank colors that he has
yes.
for the other finish, the painted kind of
yep.
finish. So I just think it's just should be called Liza Frank ombre.
Well, done deal. That's
done.
What it is.
Done. And the nib, the finish on the nib, the patterning on the nib,
mm-hmm.
this is actually genius. It's not my idea. It's not Samara's idea, but it's the T-I mm-hmm. hyphen Gur tiger because the monarch is made out of titanium. So it's called the T-I hyphen Gur stripe, tiger stripe, because
Yo,
it's tiger stripes.
I am mind blown. Wow.
It's awesome,
Hot
right?
Damn.
Yeah. I think Ian said that's what he's going to call it.
Okay. So I am legit mind blown because that is unreal.
Awesome, yeah.
First of all, I hate myself for not buying one, but I'm really glad that you got it. Because it's your first Monarch.
Yes.
And it's spectacular.
And not only that, this batch of Monarch nibs, I don't know if it's just this batch, but I know that the very first batches were quite wet and broad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he made a subsequent batch that was more medium.
Right.
I think.
Right.
And so the one that I have is more of a medium on the writing of, on the regular writing.
Yes.
But it has reverse writing, which is fine. And possibly EF. Anyway, enough for me to do Zentangling and to have,
yeah.
to basically have two nibs in one.
For you. Yeah.
Two nibs in one,
yeah.
basically. I was very happy with I was a little bit, well, you know how I am, right?
They're not inexpensive.
They're not inexpensive.
They are worth it.
It's
worth
it.
But they're not inexpensive.
I wasn't planning on purchasing.
Especially like 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah. And so after I got over that, I was very, very happy and pleased
yeah.
and still am.
Yeah.
And I keep picking it up to write with it because
yeah.
I just love the writing experience.
Yeah.
So as I said, because this one is medium, I think I enjoy it far more than the ones that I tried originally. I think yours, which are very, very broad and wet.
Yes, yes. I like mine. I specifically had mine done like broad,
right.
very wet.
That's right.
Because that's what I like.
That's right.
And that's totally fine. And I'm actually really glad that you got one that works for you
yeah.
so I can fondle it. Look at it, enjoy it, take pictures, and that's it.
Yep.
Right? Like,
yep.
I don't need something that writes fine medium because that's gross.
Yeah.
For my uses.
Yes.
Yeah. So for my uses, it's that's,
so Aziza,
that's really
okay. So after we did that,
so that's pen number two.
That was pen number two. And then we progressed to what was the next stop? It was like plotter day, right? And
okay.
so,
first of all, what is plotter?
We talked a bit about it in a couple of episodes.
We talked about it extensively.
Okay.
Dear
listener,
it.
I'm sorry if you were bored of that.
Yeah, we're kind of daft a bit.
Okay, so what is plotter? I think we talked about it. But
oh, is this a question for me?
Yes.
Oh, I have to answer this.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Because you dragged me to the plotter table.
Was it me?
Yes, because you apparently, I did not know this, but you needed an appointment.
Yes. Okay.
It's so popular. You need an appointment to go and see what they have to do a custom-made planner.
Correct. And then you pick it up later. Oh, yeah, we'll detail this.
Yeah. But I mean, you have this appointment that's 6 minutes long and only 6 minutes
long. Like, hello, pressure. So Plotter is a company from Japan, and they are a subsidiary of Design Phil, who does like Midori and the Traveler's Notebooks. And they do leather covers in various finishes, colors,
sizes,
and binder plating colors. But they come with a slew of refill options. So much like the Traveler's Notebook.
They don't come with it.
They're available. They're available for purchase at a bit of a premium. And if you recall and have been following the journey, I deliberated about
extensively.
This. Extensively. I drove everybody insane because I was like, do I need a plotter? And then I was all like on my high horse. I'm like, I'm saving so much money by not buying a plotter. And then I bought a plotter, but in the wrong size. Because it turns out it just didn't work for me.
It was an A5 that you bought.
A5, yes. And I was like, I'm going to put my entire life into these like 3/4-inch ring.
Teeny tiny
little binders. Yeah. Like the little binder thingies, which are very cute, but utterly useless for holding your whole life.
For what you wanted to use it for.
Yes. So when the plotter newsletter went out, they were like, okay, we have these Chicago Pen Show limited spots. I was like, ew, I don't want another plotter because it's so useless.
You sold your A5.
I sold my A5 because it was beautiful, but it just didn't fit what I needed it for.
Right.
And so a friend and I booked appointments. So you get 6 minutes to look at what you want, select it, they fill out your order form, and then they would make it for you and you pick it up later, like a couple hours later. And I was like, this is so stupid. I don't need another plotter. Oh my God, I'm not going to spend that money on it. Anyway, so by the end of the weekend, I have two. And I don't even know how to justify this. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have problems. And the refills are adorable. And it's like, oh, this is only $5. This is only $10. Whatever. That's not a big deal. It's not a pen for like $200. So anyway, I spent something like $500 at Plotter.
On just Plotter.
But I didn't buy any pens, guys.
But it was over a couple of visits. So
yeah, it was like 4 visits because I have problems. So I went for my appointment. I picked out what I wanted. And even though I was like, oh my God, I don't need this at all, but I was there. It wasn't FOMO. It was more, I'm excited to try a different size.
Right.
So I ended up getting the Bible size, which is a little shorter and a little slimmer than the A5. And of course, I had to get refills because.
Well, you had to buy them there because you didn't want to, you know, order them online,
pay for shipping or anything. Instant gratification. So the refill options, you get 60 gram paper, I believe.
Is it
60 gram? Yep. Okay. So it's like fountain pen friendly, not as crinkly and light as the 52 Tomoe, but it's not as heavy as 68.
Which is in the Hobonichi. The 52 Tomoe is in Hobonichi. And the 68 is the kind of thicker,
like loppy paper cuts, notebooks. So it's like a nice in between, very fountain pen friendly, but you can also get like the dividers and the ring supporters. And I'm just really pathetic.
The project managers and the grid paper and all that
stuff. I literally stood there and sweet, sweet Christina and April were helping me. And I'm like, okay, I need at least 3 of everything. One to use, one as a backup, and one just in case.
Right. I am not sure the difference between backup and just in case.
Candace, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. So I sat back with a friend and observed this chaos and madness that was happening at the plot.
It was like the table was insane.
Well, because you had everyone with their 6-minute appointments lining up to be served and like watching to make sure nobody butted in into their 6-minute slot. Right?
Yes.
And I sat back and I thought, oh, thank God I don't need a plotter because, I have my Hobonichi.
Right.
I do have a 6-ring binder system, albeit it's a very big, almost like a Filofax.
Yes.
But it's not, it's like a no-name brand kind of one. But I had a very nice.
Which I have two already at home.
Two file just passes. Saying. And I was just really happy that I was not into the plotter craze because it's so expensive, right?
I mean,
beautiful.
It's
huge.
It's expensive. They are made in Japan. They are assembled in person.
It's expensive when you look at it, but for what you get, in my opinion, it's probably not expensive. And it is a leather, high quality leather cover that you can, in this instance, custom build.
Yes.
Right? You don't always have to have it custom build. Other retailers will carry just sort of ready-made ones.
Yeah.
But I...
So basically, she was over there and she was like,
I'm so
so ridiculous.
I know.
Can't believe these psychos are lining up. So, and Candace, what happened?
Well, everything about the day was, okay, we have like a 10-10 plotter appointment. We have to do like, everything revolves around the 10-10 plotter appointment.
It wasn't the Chicago Pen Show. That's right. It was the Chicago plotter show.
And then it was, okay, we have a 2 o'clock pickup appointment. Everything is, you know, geared around that. When are we having lunch? At least 2 hours before the pickup appointment so we can go and make a pickup appointment. Anyway.
Yes, it was all around plotter.
So what happened? I went back many times to the table and just kind of fondled.
Because she was like, this is so silly.
It's
as
so
she
nice,
affectionately
but it's
petted leather.
I know, it was really nice. But, okay, yes, I admit, I did get a Bible size well.
Yeah.
And I am very excited to start using mine because I do have very specific use in mine because, okay, I've been using a Hobonichi A6.
Yes.
As my to-do list at work.
And everything,
to keep my life. Yeah, to keep my life in order, including I've been doodling in it as well. So it's kind of, and as a result, it's like a notebook. It's all over the place. Like I have a million things everywhere. No dividers, no nothing. I'm searching through the thing, trying to find where my to-do list is. It's just not working.
Yeah.
So I bought the Bible size, but I was responsible.
Oh,
and
super responsible.
I was actually over at Atlas Stationers.
Yes.
I went to pick up a pen that I had pre-ordered, which does not count.
Does not count.
Because it was being mailed out to me prior, but I said I want to pick it up.
Yes, totally. It does not count. Does not a pen show purchase.
That's right. So anyway, I went over there and we saw the plotters over there. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to look in these boxes to see what kind of leather they have.
Like, why not, right?
Right. So I just kind of looked at their Bible sizes and I saw a color that I really... Actually, it's the same one that you purchased, right? The light brown color. I don't know what it's called. It's beautiful. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, and they had refills. As it turns out, I'm sorry, I don't know the...
Lovely woman,
the mother.
Brendan's mom.
Brendan's mom. Of course, that's what she's known as, Brendan's mom at Atlas.
And she was wonderful.
She was wonderful because as it happened, she just did a pickup, massive box of plotter refills.
And we pestered her for like an hour.
And she was so wonderful. She unloaded the box in front of us, rifled through it to find all the refills.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having 15% discount. So I got a really good deal on a Bible.
That she didn't want,
that
didn't
I didn't
need.
Want, didn't need, very excited about. And then, of course, the next day I bought another one. Not another Bible, of course, because that would be silly
That's
and crazy.
Insane. You bought a different size.
That's right.
So which I bought, you could then buy many refills for.
I bought a mini 5. And yeah, that was, but you know what? I'm very happy with it.
Okay, so I'm not judging you. Because, okay, I am, but like hilariously, right? Because I did the same thing. I was like, I bought the A5. It didn't work out for me. This is the stupidest thing ever. I'm going to get a Bible and see how that works. Oh my God, I also need a mini 5.
No, but you know what we're forgetting?
Oh God, no what?
When you spend $300 or more, you get a little mini useless potter.
It's like half a mini 5.
Yeah.
In the pebble orange with an orange backplate.
It's so cute.
It's super cute, utterly useless. No refills available for it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, no refills available. Purchase immediately.
You can, I purchased those little mini things, right?
Okay, no refill specifically designed for it.
Correct.
Without some modification,
that's
which
right.
Candace then spent like an hour folding pages to fit inside of it.
We'll link the Instagram post, which I'm undoubtedly going to do, is post this cute little plotter and mini plotter. And it was these, I don't know what the refills are called, but it's sideways. It doesn't quite fit in there. You have to fold it accordion style to make it fit.
Yeah.
And so it takes at least two creases per page to fit it. And the plotter is so small, I think it can fit 10 pages when
Listen,
you put the thing
in. It is so useless.
But it's so cute.
But it is the cutest thing. And Dandon said, it's like you get the little orange itty bitty plotter, but you also get $300 of other stuff.
Of free shit.
They're like, yeah. So it's like, it's totally worth it. So somehow we all ended up getting like one or two of these things. And, you know, plotters that we didn't even need or want.
And here we are.
So that's what ended up happening, guys. I didn't buy a pen. Okay. Sunday's tomorrow. But
oh,
hang on. There's another one.
There's another pen.
Yeah, yes. There's another one.
I purchased another pen because we had to say hi to Jonathan Brooks.
Obviously.
Because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
We always want to say hi.
And he does the thing now where he just throws the pen on the table.
Right.
Like chaos.
And
I
so we just kind of looked down and there it was.
Yeah.
The prettiest pastel PM pen I've ever seen.
It was.
In my
unreal.
Life. So that's it. And now you're probably wondering, but Candace, what about your one in, one out rule?
Mm-hmm.
Dear listeners, I just have one more pen to sell. I did sell two pens this weekend.
Yeah, you were like wheeling and dealing while buying.
I know. So three in, two out, one more to go. And I'm hoping by the end of the week, maybe by the time this podcast comes out, who knows? Maybe I will have sold the third one.
But also probably have bought another one and sold another thing. And maybe have written in. Oh, you have written in your plotter already.
I have notes for this podcast on the first page of my mini plotter. So there.
Yours. No, I don't even know where mine is right now. So I'm actually very impressed. Okay, so you got three pens, sold two pens.
Yes.
One was kind of like pre-shows, what kind of counts? It's like a half pen. You got two plotters plus a third orange plotter, like
right.
A baby so itty bitty one.
Right.
So like
that
kind
free,
of counts.
Though.
Yeah, it's free with $300 of other free stuff.
Right.
And I got two plotters plus the free $300 mini orange plotter that you right. get when you spend that much money on refills and other accoutrements. Because
so what
you,
else did we get?
You know, so, okay. So what we did, like we walked around, we did look at other pens, but at Toys in the Attic, Mario had these new Girologio leather like writing mats. So we were fondling them. I mean, I was, and sniffing them. And he only has them at pen shows, but his retailers carry them. So
they are really nice.
Yeah, like Atlas, Stationers, Woolley Pens, anywhere that any retailers in the States that carries Girologio. And it's like, it's really, it's not super thick. It's slightly coated so that when you spill ink on it, it's easy
Who does
to clean.
That?
Yeah. It's it has like a foam court type backing, so it's
but
soft.
Not thick, right?
It's
not
thick.
Super thick, yeah.
It's really nice for like writing letters on.
It's a really nice writing mat.
So
we
left,
were observing that.
Yeah, we left with one from the table. And so we really wanted to just share this with you because Candace was looking at desk mats because she's setting up a new desk in her new corner.
Yes.
And I'm very jealous because it's like a super nice desk, but it's very appropriate for what you need. Like it's not huge because you can buy really big desk mats.
Yeah,
but this
desk
one
is
a good size,
yeah,
right?
I think it's in proportion to the desk.
Yeah. And minimal branding. So it's just in the bottom right-hand corner, Girologio. It's not like foil colored or anything. It's just debossed. Embossed. And but with no filler. So it's just, it blends in.
Right.
I think it's really cool.
I really like
it. And so Candace.
And then I also got.
Gonna take it.
I got an ink. I got an ink from Amarillo Stationery.
Awesome.
I met Eric for the first time.
Such a wonderful person.
In real life. And he was a lot of fun. He has two inks from Pannonia.
Yes.
That are exclusive to his store.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of them is blue and I don't know the name. I'm sorry. And one of them is pink and I don't know the name. I'm so sorry. Just visit him at Amarillo Stationery.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes. It's a really nice pink. As you know, I love pink.
And Pannonia makes fantastic inks.
Yeah, it's a very nice bright ink.
And small business. Supporting
right.
other
small
Support
businesses. Your
small businesses. And he made a lot of effort to be there with a table and display.
He has a lot of nice. I think everything is from Mexico, he said.
Yes.
There are a couple of things from Spain.
Yeah. Like Monarco inks.
Right.
Blue Star Mexico, like wooden products.
The wooden products are quite impressive.
Very,
They're
very
really
cool.
nice.
Yeah. Very, very
If I hadn't bought a million things, I probably would have been tempted by one
yeah,
of those
Yeah. Like
things,
if you didn't
right?
buy a Shone design pen within like 10
minutes,
minutes
of
the show.
Exactly.
And then another pen and then six plotters. I don't know. Maybe.
So Was that all? Was that everything?
Well, I mean, we spent a lot of time at Plotter.
Yeah, we were back. So it wasn't just the two or three visits. We were there multiple times because time we went, it's like, oh, I think we need this refill.
Yes.
Oh, I think we forgot this refill.
Yep. You got a nib grind with Matthew.
Oh, Pactagon. My nib grinds. Oh my gosh. I've completely forgot.
Yeah. 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 And JC and Kirk Spear.
Yep. No nib grinds, just tuning.
Tuning
okay. from Kirk, a nib repair from JC,
yep.
Nib Taylor, and a nib grind, a Uranagi from Matthew, Pactagon.
Yeah.
I said it right.
And we got lanyard and badges from Angela at Inky Converters.
Inky Converters. Actually, I was very excited about that purchase.
First of all, amazing prices.
Yes.
Amazing talent. Artwork, creativity. She is an absolute doll and has things that are like really tempting because it's like, oh, $10, $20, whatever, no big deal. Super cute fountain pen themed things. And I'm probably going to go back tomorrow.
Yes. Well, the lanyard is so cute because it has fountain pens all over it.
Yeah.
And the strap of the I guess the lanyard is a strap, but the badge pouch has fountain pens on it, but it's also very functional because it's not just a window to show the badge. You flip it around and it's got three slots for credit cards, like one of them being your room key, for instance. Genius, right?
We all always lose our room keys.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a little spot where I've stored stickers that I've gotten from the show. And there's a little zippered pouch thingy that you can put other stuff in it.
Like your sanity.
Your what?
Your sanity. Like it's a tiny little zippered pouch. Like there's not much sanity. That's the size of the space you need to fit your sanity in. It is a very cool accessory that is very useful for all pen shows. So absolutely. I'm very excited about it. So basically, you bought three pens. You have three plotters.
Will you stop?
But it's okay because you sold two pens. So technically, you only have one.
Yes.
And I bought zero pens because I have self-control. I basically ate like six family fry baskets from Culver's. I have three new plotters that I haven't even written in.
And we had frozen custard for the first time.
And we had frozen custard and then hated ourselves because it was so much food that we were stuffed and half died afterwards.
That's right.
So it has been a spectacular show.
And we still have half a day left.
We do. And now we're going to go hang out downstairs with everybody
else. At Penn Show After Dark.
Penn Show's After Dark.
That's right.
So thank you all for joining us for this very wild episode. And we hope it's been fun because we have had a blast recording this for you.
Absolutely. So
take care. I am Aziza, aka Gourmet Pens, Gourmet Pen Shop, Gourmet Pens Club, Gourmet Pens Stuff on the online. And I'm on YouTube and Instagram and
Patreon,
should you wish to lend your support. And Candace, please tell us where we can find you.
I am Candace Inks and Anchors on Instagram.
And you're also on
YouTube. I know. I don't.
She doesn't want to promo it because she hasn't done stuff. But now you have a plotter and you can plan.
I can plan videos. Yes. And
she's
genius.
Oh, okay. So next time we'll do Babble Bomb because we just forgot. No, we didn't forget. This was so exciting. We wanted to do this, just this.
That's right.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Questions, comments, or suggestions? Shoot us a message at gourmetpensclub@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Howdy. Welcome to the Gourmet Pens Club podcast. This is episode 17. Wow. That's like 2 weeks and 3 days. Okay. No. I don't know if I could do that. Okay.
How are you?
And I think we should welcome my much better half, my co-host.
I am Inks and Anchors. Hi, I'm Candace, Inks and Anchors on Instagram.
We're ready for the fun, so let's hang out.
Oh my god! I told you, in person we could do it. But for the show, he had, I think, maybe six or eight. I'm not sure how many.
Like a small handful.
A small handful of these monarch nibs that he atomized. an
Babble bomb.
Babble.
Was it anodized? Yeah, okay.
Anodizing?
Anodizing.
Yeah. Anodizing.
Yeah.
She's going to leave that in anyway.
She's going to be like, it's fucking idiots. Sorry, Chief.